Hey guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. There's a word that we need to stop using. Keep listening to find out what word I'm talking about.
Hello, you're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is... Is that all right?
Okay.
Hey guys, welcome back
to
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of inspiration.
You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily.
Every week at work, we have a weekly meeting in which we go around and let our superior know what project we've been working on and how our work is going, kind of like a small report of what we're doing with our time. And a couple weeks ago, it was my turn, and I turned to look at my boss and said, "Oh, I'm just working on this and this." And he looked at me and said, "What was that? Like, what was that word that you used?" And I was trying to think, oh man, did I say something wrong? Did I say something bad? And he said, don't use that word. Just. What you do is not just a job. What you're doing matters. Coincidentally, I came across an article on this exact topic on LDS Living and read an amazing blog post about why many times, especially as women, but also everybody, we use the word just. And I began noticing it amongst the women around me more often when asked what they do for a living. Oh, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. Or what they're doing in life right now. Oh, I'm just in school. I'm just working. Guys, why do we do that? Why do we play down the amazing things that we're doing? Candace, who wrote the blog post, says, "The connotation of just in these situations can be self-deprecating and apologetic. It implies that whatever we've chosen to do with our lives at this current point in time, or whatever dreams we have for the future, are somehow inadequate." We should never feel apologetic about the things that we're doing, about the goals that we're setting or the dreams that we have, or feel that what we're doing isn't a big deal. I've thought about that since that day that my boss called me out for using that word. What you do matters. Whether it is being a stay-at-home mom or working a full-time job, whether you're in school or still trying to figure out what you want to do as a career choice, what you're doing matters. I know sometimes it can be hard because we feel like there's so much pressure on us, either to get married, to have children, to finish school, to provide for our families. And sometimes we might compare ourselves with other people and their success. And I think that's why we downplay what we do and we use that just word. But we should be happy with the life that we're living. And although we might not realize it, when we use that word, you're putting yourself down. You're saying to yourself, what I'm doing isn't good enough or isn't cool enough, but who's to decide what is good enough? Candace also writes, "With so many options available to us and with so many differing opinions, it is impossible to please everyone. But the truth is, no matter what we've been told or who we are speaking to, we don't ever have to apologize for our dreams and goals. So next time you go to your family reunion or you meet up with your friends from high school and you get asked, what are you up to? Don't respond with, I'm just getting my degree. No, you're getting an education that not a lot of people have the privilege of having. You are bettering your economic life, your future. You're learning, developing skills and knowledge for you to use out in the real world. No, you're not just a stay-at-home mom. That was a choice that you decided to make because it was important to you. You have the opportunity that not a lot of women have nowadays. You get to stay with your children and teach them and watch them grow right before your eyes. You get to be the person that they see first thing when they wake up, when they're picked up from school, and when they go to bed. That matters. It makes a difference. This message is for everyone, not just for women. I just think sometimes as women, we tend to compare ourselves a little more, but this is something that we can all learn from. I remember the following week we had our weekly meeting again. I made sure not to use that word, and I didn't. But there was another coworker who hadn't been at our previous meeting, and when asked what she was working on, it sounded exactly like my previous answer. I'm just doing this. And as soon as she said it, I was telling myself inside, don't say that. Don't use that word. You're not just doing anything. Be happy with the life God gives you. Go after your goals and dreams, no matter what they are. Don't excuse yourself. Don't apologize. What you're doing and who you are is good enough. Nothing in life is just. It's all an important and learning experience. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Remember, you can listen every Monday through Friday. And make sure to stick around. Check out our new content here on MormonChannel.org.